I'm Paul Foster for WNCW's More to the Story. We spotlight this week a partner that's been with us since the beginning, the Asheville Citizen-Times. Our guest this week is Casey Blake, Opinion and Community Engagement Editor. Casey, thank you for your time.
Morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
We've got several recent stories that have been in the pages of the Asheville Citizen-Times we'd like to go over with you. And let's begin with the story about Blue Ridge CrossFit. Now, that's an exercise gym located in Arden, and specifically about a video that was made by the gym's owner that certainly sparked some controversy and concern.
This has been a tough one. So the owner of Blue Ridge CrossFit, of course, a really popular kind of exercise craze here in Western North Carolina and across the country, posted a video that a lot of women found objectionable. And it was photos of their rear ends featured and, you know, had some kind of questionable language that I won't repeat here. Women found kind of offensive and to be objectifying. So a few women spoke out about it. And the owner of CrossFit, Tom Tomlow, basically went on and responded poorly to these women who were objecting to the post. He said harsh things about the women and basically told them that if they didn't like it, they could go elsewhere and would be banned from the gym. The controversy has been everything from, was this post even objectionable, policing PC-ness too much, to whether or not women have a right to go to gyms and for folks to, you know, only look at the strength of their bodies rather than the sexuality of it. So a woman who belonged to that gym named Sarah Rick wrote, I think, a really great op-ed that deals with a lot of this. She's a sort of feminist and on board with the Me Too movement, but felt like this response sort of went too far. And the fate of this gym is to be determined. We don't know if they're going to be, you know, fully closing, but the owner has certainly said that it's her business.
Once the video was made, did it appear on the website, on Facebook for this particular CrossFit?
Good question. So I believe it originally just appeared on Instagram, primarily for the followers of that Blue Ridge CrossFit account, but it was, of course, screen grabbed and shared widely on West Asheville Exchange and across social media.
Did the owner by chance ever say that his intentions were to draw attention and to gain more business about exercising?
From the owner's perspective, he was celebrating these women. It was all in good fun. From where he was sitting, you know, it was a joke, all in good fun. You know, but a lot of women who were members of the gym and who were not disagreed with him.
Did every female who was included in the CrossFit video give permission? Did they know they were going to be in the video?
That's a good question. That's actually a little unclear. There seems to be, there are some sort of different accounts there. The owner says that they did sign, you know, some sort of agreement as their membership of their gym. Their photos could be used. Some women are saying that policy wasn't clear, that it would be used on social media, and certainly there was nothing explicit in the policy that said that those images could be used in sort of a sexual manner, which a lot of women feel like they were. I think the question is, the nature in which they were used.
Casey Blake is with us on More to the Story from the Asheville Citizen-Times, and now we want to talk about, and you've heard about this here before, and that is about Asheville's short-term rental situation. What is the latest there?
This is a huge one for Asheville. I would argue that, you know, City Council's race has been won and lost on this issue, at least the last couple of elections. But the big kind of money news here is that Asheville reportedly earned almost $20 million in 2017 on short-term rentals, which is even more than we realized, a huge chunk of our economy, and that's, to put that to scale, roughly double the city of Charlotte. A big chunk of that pie. This comes shortly after City Council has really severely restricted downtown tourist rentals, and, you know, they're kind of going piece by piece and changing a lot of these rules for folks who are either renting out their homes just as a standalone type of income or are renting out rooms in their homes. A lot of pieces of that.
If it's owning a home, if it's renting a home, if it's a short-term rental, this is an ongoing issue for the very popular and populated Asheville. So in the days to come, the weeks to come, as always, I'm sure this will be an ongoing developing story, and we'll be turning to the Asheville Citizen-Times for more. Opinion and Community Engagement Editor Casey Blake is with us this week. It's More to the Story. She's from the Asheville Citizen-Times as our conversation continues. Let's go ahead and jump into one more subject that caught attention recently, and it was about a daycare closing, the impending closure of a West Asheville daycare center. Certainly affordable child care, the shortage of child care, it's all wrapped up into this one story, isn't it?
Absolutely. So this particular center was the Child Enrichment Center run by Calvary Baptist Church right there in West Asheville. And parents say that they were given just about 2 weeks to scramble and get their kids into new spaces. You know, the owners cite several different reasons, but primarily that their director was leaving and that they just didn't feel it was the right thing to replace them. In other towns, this may be no big deal. 2 weeks would be plenty of notice. But here, between daycares and preschools, we have parents on year-long plus waiting lists, and some parents who can't even get their kids into school or preschool here having to move into outside counties just to be able to get child care. It highlights a big issue here, and I feel for those parents having to scramble.
One thing that stood out to me in this particular story is that some numbers were provided, and it's been pretty significant when you go back 10 plus years about licensed daycares, how much the numbers have dropped off when we talk about the amount of those daycares.
Absolutely. So I think Buncombe County had somewhere around 50 or 51 licensed facilities in 2005, and that has dropped to 26 as of January in this year. And that's according to the North Carolina Division of Development and Early Education. So, I mean, a huge drop, cut in half, and I think the population is obviously only growing and significantly. A lot of younger families, especially, you know, moving into town, it's a big hit, and it is expensive. Even if you can get into to place, a lot of working families really struggle to pay those bills. It's a big issue here.
Yeah, we think about those working parents and where do they turn next and what do they do? And that'll be an ongoing question. Is there any news out there that there's any individuals that might want to try to get a licensed daycare? This is certainly, it could be, you would think, a very profitable business.
Absolutely. That's a great question. I think the challenge there is meeting regulations. It's not the way it was 20 years ago where folks can just kind of have a little pop-up in their homes. The regulations are, you know, for good reason, in large part, sort of becoming stricter to make sure kids are safe. But man, we sure do hope more folks are going to be able to pop up and kind of meet that bar. We know it's a challenge, though.
We've been talking about news around Asheville and Asheville itself this week on More to the Story. Casey Blake, the opinion and community engagement editor, thank you for being with us.
Thanks so much, Paul.
More to the Story from WNCW is also available as a podcast at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.